As they digested the findings of the administration's interim report on Iraqi government progress, House lawmakers began a debate set for 5 hours on a troop withdrawal resolution. The measure demands that most U.S. combat forces leave Iraq by April 1st of next year, with the withdrawal process to begin within 120 days. In addition, President Bush would have to report to Congress on why U.S. soldiers should remain in Iraq for the purposes of diplomatic protection or the training of Iraqi troops. Referring to what he called strategic mistakes made in Iraq, Democratic Congressman Ike Skelton said that Congress cannot wait until September when it's due to receive the next report on Iraq.
We haven't got time for the waiting game. That's where we are now. The purpose of this is a matter of readiness. It's a matter of national security. It's a matter that we must face now, or else the strain and stretch on our ground forces, particularly the Army and, of course, the Marines, will be beyond repair.
But Republican Duncan Hunter said the new interim report shows there was satisfactory progress in 8 of 18 key benchmarks set for the Iraqis. Congress should not vote to change strategy, Hunter asserts, until the September report from U.S. Iraq Commander General David Petraeus and the U.S. Ambassador to Iraq.
This is an attempt, once again, to stampede a retreat from Iraq. And it's a gratuitous attempt to do this.
House Foreign Affairs Chairman Tom Lantos suggested that far from demonstrating progress, the administration's report on Iraq reflects setbacks.
With every car bomb that takes a civilian toll, every insurgent's bullet that finds its mark, every roadside explosive that maims or kills one of our own brave men and women in uniform, the sacrifices mount and the result is anything but satisfactory.
Calling the Democrats' withdrawal resolution a public relations victory for U.S. enemies, House Minority Leader John Boehner described the interim report, which he noted comes after less than 1 month of the U.S. military surge, as a positive development. However, Boehner added this.
But we need to see more progress from the Iraqi people and their government on key political benchmarks where progress has been unsatisfactory to date.
As the House moved toward a vote on its resolution, the Senate continued debate on various Iraq-related amendments, including one similar to the House Democrats' April 2008 withdrawal target. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is continuing his efforts to win more Republican support in the wake of statements by some key Senate Republicans breaking with the president.
We're going to continue to work with Democrats and Republicans, those that have spoken out against the policy in Iraq. We would hope that they would start voting the right way rather than just talking the right way.
In his comments Thursday accompanying the release of the progress report, President Bush reiterated his view that the U.S. can still succeed in Iraq. The president has promised to veto any legislation reaching his desk that contains a timetable for withdrawal and would likely have enough support on Capitol Hill to sustain a veto. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.